This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-E-N, first name George, G-E-O-R-G-E, date of birth, June 25, 1969, date of evaluation, March 30, 2022. Source of information, patient. The HPI, the patient is a 52-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for ACL replacement, period. The HPI, the patient reports right knee injury dating to January 23, 2022, period. At that time, he had hyperextended his knee during a fall on 1/23/22, period. He was initially evaluated at Kaiser Emergency Room, period. He was then referred to his occupational physician, semicolon, at which time he was initially placed on light duty, period. He had continued with pain and swelling with associated instability of the right knee, period. He stated that he used ice initially to decrease the swelling, period. The pain of note was initially sharp and burning, but progressed to an achy pain, period. Pain was worsened by movement. It was improved with ice and rest, period. At worst, pain was rated as 8-9/10. On average, it is currently 2-3/10, period. It is non-radiating and limited to the involved knee, period. He states that he had undergone a course of conservative therapies to include physical therapy. However, he had seen no significant improvement, period. He was initially evaluated by Dr. Haney, R. L. Rashidi, E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y, who recommended right knee arthroscopy with partial mastectomy and possible meniscal root repair, anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with graft link allograft, period. Patient is now seen preoperatively, period. He has had no chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. His past medical history includes 1, left shoulder injury to the ACL in 2002. He has history of abnormal ECG, period. The past surgical history, as noted, includes the left shoulder ACL, period. The medications, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. The social history, he denies cigarette smoking. However, he does report alcohol, CBD, and THC use, period. The review of systems, constitutional, he has generalized weakness and fatigue, skin, he reports molds, head, no history of trauma, eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses, nose, no decreased smell, period, he has sinus allergies, period, throat, no sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, he has history of asthma with exertion in the past. Cardiac, he has had abnormal EKG. He apparently has had echocardiogram and stress tests performed in the past. These apparently were negative. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, or melena, genitourinary. He has no frequency or urgency, neurologic, no headache, trauma or seizures, musculoskeletal, as the HBI, endocrine, normal, psychiatric. He has history of post-traumatic stress disorder. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/86, pulse 61, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 200 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals tenderness of the right joint, especially at the lateral meniscus, correction, at the lateral joint line and the meniscus, period. He is noted to be wearing a brace, period. The ECG demonstrates T-wave inversion in the inferior lead, especially lead 3 and AVF, period. There's mild STD, correction, there's mild SD elevation in leads V1 and V2, period. He has mild left atrial enlargement based on ECG criteria, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male with history of right knee injury, period. He is now scheduled for surgical correction, as noted. He is scheduled to have right knee arthroscopy with partial meniscectomy, possible meniscal root repair, anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with graft link allograft, period. The patient is noted to have a significantly abnormal EKG. He states that this is chronic and prior stress test and echocardiogram have all been normal, period. The plan, I will repeat echocardiogram prior to his surgery as his last echo was greater than 10 years ago, period. If this is normal, then we can proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.